Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Francisco L. Borges and the Melville Charitable Trust.
Faith here with a welcome toast. It was Bernard Malamud who said, "We didn't starve, but we didn't eat chicken unless we were sick where the chicken was." Please feel free to consume this show podcast in small bites or eat the whole thing. This show is an encore presentation of the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. Hope you enjoy this second helping.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
It's great to have you joining the party on the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze, inviting you to eat, drink, and be merry with us. My treasured food buddies are here. This is going to be wall-to-wall chicken wings, chicken wing fandango is what we're calling it. Senior contributors Chris Prosperi, Alex Province, Mark Raymond, and our special guest, Jim Welch of J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
All right, here's what we've got. It's our chicken wing fandango. As I said, we have one of the kings of wings in Connecticut with us. Who is the king of wings or the queen? Tell us on Facebook. Go to Faith Middleton Food Schmooze and let us know who makes superior wings in your opinion. That's Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. We have one of Connecticut's wing kings with us, Jim Welch of J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut. And when I said Robin Doyen Aiken is our senior producer and participates on the show, when I said to Robin, "Oh, guess who I met on the ferry over to Long Island?" And I'm Jim, and welcome to the show, by the way.
Thank you.
And I mentioned you, and you said,
"I had my first date with my husband at J. Timothy's."
So, How many of those happened?
I consider J. Timothy's like a good luck place.
Do you remember what you ate? Did you have the wings or meatloaf?
I believe that we did have wings. So, hey, normally, ladies out there, you know, wings aren't a great first date food, but when you're at J. Timothy's, you have to have
but
the wings.
If you can eat wings in front of someone, that's a good sign, I think.
Yeah.
I know, that's
that,
a, don't
that
you
might
think?
Have been. That's how thinking. I knew he was the one for me. He didn't care.
He didn't run.
That's right.
You know, if you're someone who watches Food Network and all the other channels that feature food, and you watch, or in real life, you spend a lot of time with chefs, as I do, if you watch how chefs eat, it is generally with gusto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I mean, there is no sense of I must be polite and gentlemanly or ladylike or anything.
Were you watching me eat those chicken wings out there?
Wild gusto. Okay.
Like a professional.
Did I even say anything? I just kept my head down.
It's a sign
of passion. You
eat
the most, too.
I ate them by far.
Okay.
I can pound
You're like a did. Bone pile.
Yeah,
Jim Welch was incredibly generous and bought, I don't know how many buckets of wings to us. So here's the deal on this show. Whether you like them skinless, boneless, with extra dipping sauce, extra crispy, scalp singeing, hot, smothered in your favorite vinegary, buttery hot sauce, our chicken wing fandango aims to cover as much as we can because, let's face it, chicken wings done right are just wildly good.
Unbelievable.
Absolutely.
Oh. Absolutely. Top five food group.
Don't you? Yeah.
With lots of napkins.
We were saying before the show, Jim, that if you had a night devoted to a food, so after a while that would get pretty sickening probably. Still, I might have wings on one of my nights.
Oh, I would
week.
Definitely have
Sure,
wings.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me? Day one or day two?
Although I did not see you eat too many. No.
That's because
you
he said he was going
wings,
on vacation.
Jim.
No, I told you I'm going on vacation.
Yeah. And you want to fit into your swimming clothes. Okay.
We give him the bye on that one.
Yeah, with wings, cooks have gotten really creative with them. There are plenty of secrets out there. And we're going to tell you how to make them, sauce options, dipping ideas, how to adapt them for health reasons, even how to build a whole party around them. Wings are not just about football any more than guacamole, right, is about football or the Super Bowl. So questions we're going to get into. To lower the fat, can we skin and bake them? Meaning, can you make them calorie-friendly for people who need that? Let's help them with their wings, too. What are the best wing sauces Asian, Italian, special hot sauce, Mexican, dry rubs. What would one of the world's top chefs, this is what I want us to speculate on, what would a top chef do with our beloved wings, and would we find them awesome? Let's get into it. So Jim Welch of J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut, has so many times won awards for these chicken wings. And we just had buckets of them, and they are just fabulous.
Oh, my gosh.
So what would you say? Out of the gate, did you come to the great wings, or how did you fine-tune these?
It was not something we did intentionally. We just changed our concept. Back in 1980, when we opened up the restaurant, we were more of a special occasion restaurant, more of a fine dining restaurant. Cook's Tavern, at the time, it had been for many, many years, since 1789.
In Plainville, yeah.
In Plainville. And then my partner, Tim Adams, and myself, and our other partner, John Huey, we realized that with the economy, we needed to get into the casual theme business. That's where the business was. And we looked around at other restaurants that were doing well, the Fridays, the Bennigans, the Houlihans, and that's the segment we wanted to be in.
Yeah.
So, and we were a corner pub. That's what we were. I mean, J. Timothy's Tavern was built in 1789, and it screams casual gathering place. And so we got
just like the old days with the tankards of ale.
It's exactly what it is. So we went ahead and we put wings on the menu. We had actually, this is back in the mid-80s, and we had a waitress that worked for us, and she from Buffalo told us about the Anchor Bar, and off we go. So we put together a wing recipe, and
How'd you do your wing recipe?
Well, we just kind of flung it. We just went up, and we got the chefs together, and we a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and we came up with the sauce recipe, and lots and lots of butter.
Franks,
yes, and
hands in the air.
We love Franks.
Hands in the air.
Franks.
Yeah, it's great stuff, and then we. Of course, there's other ingredients, but pineapple juice is one of the ingredients we use in the wing sauce.
Buffalo wings?
Yeah, in the buffalo wing sauce.
No.
Yeah.
That's why his is the best.
Yeah. So
it's a serving
of
fruit.
It's the secret ingredient.
We played around a lot with it. And,
where's the secret? Well, you just told the secret.
But I didn't tell you the proportions.
That's right.
Okay.
You'll spend a lifetime figuring that out. Yeah.
All right, so it kind of took on a life of its own.
Well, they are delicious. And we are all wing fans on the show. I don't actually, except for my vegetarian friends, I don't know anybody who's not a wing fan. So let me just we're going to get to in a second how to make these calorie friendly for people who have health issues and all that. But what is it about the wing, would you say, that is so fantastic?
Mm. I love the textural thing. It's, you know, you've got the crispy outside and then the tender meat inside. It's just really easy.
The sauce, we're in for the sauce.
Chris and I were taking, you know, where they have the two-bone part, not the little drumette, but the other two-bone part of the wing. And you can just pull that off with one bite. It just
whole thing.
You know, you put it in your mouth and it just, boom, and you got nothing but two bones in your
hands. Primordial. It's feel delicious. Like you end up with like a dinosaur nest or something with all the bones. You're like a vulture.
Well, Robin, it's like the equivalent of ribs, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's it.
Yep.
It's the equivalent of ribs, you know, in terms of that kind of tribal feeling.
I think it's one of the foods we're allowed to eat with our hands as adults, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not, even I remember the first time I went to a fine dining restaurant and I was served quail and I wanted to pick it up. But it's not right and whatever, but chicken wings, no matter where you are, you're allowed to get down, get your hands in the bucket and start pulling them out and just eat them with your fingers
you can clean up after.
That's right.
That's how. And there's something about like when we started as a species feeding and eating ourselves, right? And you ate with your hands. So maybe there's that going back to that.
Now, everybody's got a thing. You know, this started in Buffalo, New York, or at least that's how the story goes. And they do make amazing wings there. Chefs have become very proud of how they do their wings. So at J. Timothy's, you're famous for the dirt wing. And I want to know what that means. Are you double dipping those
double
wings?
Double dipping.
What do they call that when you put it back in the bottle again?
Yeah.
No, it's what happened was we had a customer and his nickname was Dirt. And he was from baseball. He was the oldest one on the J. Timothy's baseball team, so everybody else called him. He's as old as dirt. So he would be in there every day. And then he was very social, and he'd get up and walk around and leave his wings there to get cold. So then he would come back and tell the server, would you have him cook these up again for me and just put more sauce on them? So every time he came in, the way the cooks knew that the way he wanted them, he would say, Dirt's here, make his dirt wings for him. And then the table next to that. So it really took on a life of its own. And
so you cook them twice. Like great we French fry makers do this.
We cook them and we sauce them twice, though. We cook them and take them out and then sauce them. And most people would just serve them that way. Then they go back into the fry later a second time.
And they get sauced.
And then
again,
they get caramelized with the sauce on them. And then they get sauced a second time. So they're crispier, which Mark, you mentioned, they're crispier.
Yep.
You get rid of a lot of the fat. And
it's rendered off.
And it's rendered off.
Yes, and it's poaching in the fat, which is so wonderful.
And they do get a little darker because the butter caramelized.
Wing comfy.
There you go.
Okay. No. So, all right. Well, there's a theory that, Chris, what's the science on this? Because you're an engineer and a scientist. The science is at a certain temperature, fat is not absorbed into the – how does that work?
Yeah, it actually comes out because the temperature is a lot hotter, right? And then nothing gets absorbed. It actually crisps it on the outside, cooks it a lot quicker. It's in there a lot less time. And then the double dipping is genius because it actually seals it in, right? Because you have that sugary sauce around the outside. As soon as that hits the fat, boom, it starts caramelizing and becomes a shell on the outside.
Yeah.
It's genius.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you came on it just because – that's a great story. I can totally see that. My wings are cold. Can you just dip these again and sauce them again for me?
Yeah.
And someone must have tasted – right? One of your cooks or chefs must have been looking at that.
Well, the
going,
customer, it sounds like, next door said, I want what he's having.
Yeah, everybody just started ordering it that way. I mean, it's number one years ago, but it's taken on a life of its own.
Such a
You're the only
accident.
One I know that does it, too.
Yeah,
and it's genius. It really is genius. And the fact that I love the way it came along, too.
All right, so we're asking you to join us on Facebook and tell us, where do you go? If you make your own wings and you've got a special thing you do, a special sauce, special dip, whatever it is, we want to know that, too. If you go someplace for wings, we want to know what you've discovered. We'll take anywhere in the country, but, of course, we're interested in our region. So that would be Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York. Mm-hmm. Just tell us where you go, maybe what you like about the wings. On Facebook, our address is Faith Middleton Fuchmoose. Okay, with these wings, you do both the Frank's hot sauce based wing, which is fabulous.
Right.
But you make a wing that I normally never eat, which is your sort of Asian style, right? Is that
the honey barbecue?
That's because there's teriyaki, right?
We also have teriyaki. We do.
Well, what did I have?
That's the honey barbecue.
Oh, that was
that's
the
honey barbecue
sauce.
But you're right. We do the teriyaki as well. And what's interesting about that is when we take that teriyaki sauce and we dirt that, they come out like charcoal.
Wow.
I mean, they are as black as can be,
and it's actually
my favorite one.
Can you try them all at the same time? Like, do a
sure.
Is there a way to get a
mixed platter?
Yeah, mixed platter,
a mixed bucket.
If I say yes
to that question, my cooks are going to kill me.
What you do is you just order them in order. You start off with one. That's the way I do it. And
work
then
your
you
way
get
down
a plate,
the
and then you're like, I'll take
it's
some
like a wine
more,
tasting,
and I'll take some more. And you do three courses of wings.
So I do that. Here's the thing.
But I save the hottest ones for last because you don't want to burn your tongue. Yeah. And your taste buds.
If you happen to go to Plainville, Connecticut, and you go to J. Timothy's, be sure to try, because we're all Frank's Hot Sauce fans on the show, so we love that. That's part of your recipe for the buffalo wings. But the honey barbecue wings, which I would never have chosen, were amazing. Mm-hmm. They were really,
smoky,
really good.
Sweet,
right? What's going on with those?
Well,
you have any secrets in there?
No big secrets. We just make the sauce, and we came up with it about a year ago, and I can't tell you.
But we just want to be able to do it at home.
I know. I want you to come to my restaurant. We wanted to come up with a wing that didn't have any heat to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was just a natural.
Did a great job with that.
Okay,
and
how many wings do you sell in a year?
We sell about 365,000 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Pounds. How many
no,
in a
wait
pound?
A minute. 365,000 pounds.
I need a calculator.
That's 1,000 pounds a day.
Yeah. Super Bowl's.
Wow. I was going to say, are 300,000 of those pounds on Super Bowl weekend?
No.
How many buckets?
10 tons are. We do 20,000 pounds on Super Bowl.
So three, not in the restaurant, but to go, right?
Both in what we use for over the okay. Super Bowl weekend.
So 300,000, and then how many are in a pound?
Six
to eight.
Six to seven.
So
we're a bunch of English majors here. So.
Let's do. I don't have a deep fryer at my house. Some people do have those machines. Oh, okay.
You do,
darling. No, that's good. But I don't have that. So I'm worried about people like myself. I want to get to you in our next segment, Jim, about, and everybody on the show, I want to hear, how do we make these at home without a deep fryer baking? Because it could be more calorie friendly, depending on what your sauce is, how much butter is in your sauce. We're going to address all that, too, and what the various kinds of sauces could be as we make wings at home. And they can be amazing. Okay, so we're going to do that in just a bit. And we have wines to tell you about that go with wings of all kinds. More mouth-watering conversation and fun ahead on the Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. I hope you will make a charitable contribution to Feed the Hungry. We're online now at foodschmooze.org, and we'll be right back.
Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. I'll be ready. I'll be
Cornbread
ready tomorrow night.
Yes, they did. We have a free podcast for you, and that means we'll send you a copy of the show so you can listen whenever you want. There is something about turning that knob or punching that button and listening on the radio. There's a thing about it.
Oh, that's why I wanted to hear him sing again. Okay. He sang last 2 weeks ago, and it was awesome. I wanted to hear him sing again.
Too many car accidents. Off the road.
What was that? No,
thinking, stop.
I think your second career could be a singer.
So it's like Manchurian Candidate. This is how we're going to drive them crazy. We did try and sing that last time, and we will never do that again. No, it was so
Alex
much
was good.
Fun.
Alex was
so
the only
much
one
fun.
Who carried us
he was
on
so
that.
Endearing.
Wow. We did it, spontaneously. So anyway, the podcast, it just arrives in your inbox. You just fill out like two things when you get to our site, and that is foodschmooze.org. Schmooze, as you know, is spelled like school, S-C-H. And then it's M-O-O-Z-E, foodschmooze.org. If you listen once on the radio, for instance, and you say, that was so cool, I have to tell so-and-so about this. If you get the podcast, you can say, click, listen to this. Or if you go to our site, click on that, and you can listen online.
Yeah. A lot of times I listen to it on the way to work, and I don't have enough time for the whole show, and then I can get the podcast.
And you can save the podcast so you can go back, listen to a recipe from the summer.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with my treasured food buddies, Chris Prosperi, chef and co-owner of Metro Beasts Restaurant in Simsbury, Connecticut, wine brokers Alex Province and Mark Raymond. Our special guest is Jim Welch of J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut, where they serve what I call pub food, weeknight food, weekend food, in a just a wonderful period architecture building from, what is it, the
1789.
Oh,
1789.
Such a cool place.
Known for their chicken wings. Mm-hmm. And then we're having a chicken wing fandango on the show. Okay, how do we do these at home? I want to go to you, Jim, first. If you are making them at home, well, not that you would because you eat thousands of them.
Or you just go stop by the restaurant.
Why do I look like I've eaten a thousand of them?
No, Jim.
Oh, you're just saying that because we're
no,
on radio.
No, Jim.
I'll tell you, the sauce is the secret. It really is. You do not have to fry wings to have them taste great. You could cook in the oven. In the summertime, you take them and throw them on the grill. If you get the sauce and you cook them on the grill and you toss them well, and, you know, as Chris was saying, you could actually dirt them that way as well.
I like that idea.
You don't
dirt
have them on the you don't have to have a fryolator to do what we do.
So let's do this idea that Chris talked about during the break. Is it possible to cook wings at home? In other words, bake them in the oven, which is a little bit more calorie friendly for people, and do what Jay Timothy's does, dirt them. So that would be double bake them. Chris, how would you do it?
I would do the first cook them all the way through. Then I would sauce them.
What would you, wait a minute. Well, let's go step by step. Right, cook them on what?
The first time I would cook them in the oven or on the grill.
Wings and drumsticks.
Wings and drumsticks. And I would do them probably at 400, not like super hot, but hot enough to get them nice and crispy.
On a tray.
Yeah.
And do you flip them when you're cooking?
I wouldn't even bother unless I was broiling them or grilling them.
And
in the oven,
they're going to cook through.
And they're going to cook through. And then I would do just like the dirt method. I would sauce them. And then I'd put them back on the sheet pan or on the grill and let that
in
sauce,
the oven again.
And let that sauce get caramelized or even
are
under the boiler.
Them?
Yeah, get that sauce caramelized and then dip them again before you serve
them. And you want to watch them carefully under the broiler because in a second, depending on where they're placed under the broiler,
but
things
boy,
can happen.
They'd be good. Oh, yeah. I could see the grill thing. Being one of the best places for them.
They are
thinking.
Great. The other thing, you know, you could easily dry them out. One of the things you could do, I know people have done this, you could boil the wings. Just get them cooked by boiling them. Take them out, pat them dry, get them dried off, and then do what Chris said. And that way you're not cooking them twice under high heat.
So this is an Ina Garten trick with duck. So that your oven doesn't catch on fire, she will... seriously, she will boil, you know, simmer, gently simmer a duck for, I forget, 10 or 20 minutes. It defats. Yep. Then when she puts it in the oven... it's the skin that remains, not the fat underneath, and gets ultra crispy in the mahogany way.
Ooh.
So you're suggesting
that
this,
well, in
Jim.
The restaurant. Boil them first and then fry them. Mm-hmm. So the frying isn't to cook them then. The frying is just to crisp the skin.
Exactly.
What if you can use a slow cooker?
Yeah, you could totally use a slow cooker.
Surprised you haven't tried it.
How would that work?
Put them in there dry.
In the sauce.
No, I wouldn't put the sauce. I would just put them in there,
right?
In the slow cooker.
The wings.
With the wings. I wouldn't do anything.
Little
just put
salt
the wings,
and pepper,
little salt and pepper, maybe, and then just put it on the lid. Normal 4 hours on high or 6 to 8 hours on low. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I would take them out. And then I would sauce them and throw them under the broiler quick.
Right.
And then dirt them, right?
It would be a great
product.
It would really be a good
product. We've got to get
and then
sauces.
They'd be super tender.
We're going to get to sauces in a minute.
Jim said it best, though. It's the sauce is the secret.
Yeah, it is.
We're in it for the sauce, aren't we? I mean, it's so true.
Forget the wing. Just take a spoon
of the
sauce.
I like the dipping sauce.
Yeah.
Me too.
The blue put that sauce on just about anything.
We grill plain chicken breasts. We grill plain chicken thighs. And that's wonderful. And we have that at home at dinner and stuff all the time. But chicken wings. Even if you're doing it on the grill and just put some barbecue sauce on them, you always sauce chicken
the
wings.
The buffalo wing led to the buffalo wrap, which led
then
to
there's
buffalo,
the buffalo everything.
Buffalo potato salad?
I had a buffalo salad the other day.
Buffalo salad, there you go.
And it was just a salad with chopped up chicken and blue cheese.
But
and
this underscores Jim Welch's point
dressing.
About it being about the sauce.
It is about the sauce.
Okay.
I put it all in a wok.
Yeah.
Get it nice and crispy and caramelized, tossed around with some vegetables.
Yeah. Alex, you had an idea for a sauce. What was that?
I want to do chocolate mole.
Nice.
Oh. You
I like
can
it.
Actually, well, if you're allowed to have peanuts, sprinkle some peanuts on top at the end.
Wow.
So you would boil the wings.
Yep, cook them like Jim said, and then I would toss them in a bowl with mole sauce. I'd probably buy mole just to start.
I would too.
And I might even add some cocoa powder, unsweetened cocoa powder, to make it chocolatey.
Yeah.
And then I put it under the broiler to get them crisp. And then I would serve them with some chopped peanuts on top.
That's I think good. The coating in the sauce is it's unlimited, right? As many as you can think of. Mm-hmm. I was thinking the Jamaican what? Jerk. Right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's spicy, but it also has like allspice.
Curry, I think, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, curry would be. Yeah. No, but I'm just thinking curry would be a totally another one, right?
Like an Indian direction. Version.
Sure. I mean, I think you can take chicken wings
in
any
the fryer,
direction.
I would put chorizo. Of but imagine you would. If you add some chorizo sausage into the fat that you're frying them in, and they would make them orange.
Yeah.
Mm. But you know, you could That's do on that on the baking sheet.
Sure.
Yeah.
You could just chunk up some chorizo.
Toss them together.
After the oil is released from the chorizo, that orange paprika oil.
Oh, yeah.
Then do a little toss, and then back they go again.
Ooh.
How many varieties do you do at J. Timothy's?
Right now, four, but we're changing it up. We used to do like a wing of the week.
Yeah.
We're always changing. Oh, we're always playing around.
You need a wing calendar.
Yeah. This week, wing is.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, Mark, your wife Mary is from Argentina.
Right.
How would we do an Argentinian wing? And you go there all the time.
I think once we get the wings crisp, we toss them in chimichurri.
Yeah,
awesome. And we have a chimichurri wings.
Yeah.
And chicken and chimichurri are fantastic.
What's in chimichurri?
Together. So, it's the base of it is olive oil, parsley, and garlic. Mm. And then some people will throw in a little crushed red pepper, maybe a little smoked paprika.
So, I throw cilantro. In crushed pepper, throw in paprika, and lemon juice. I know that's not really
you can do that
classic but I do
sometimes a touch of vinegar I like to put a little red wine vinegar you can throw in a little bit of citrus
I like your idea of red wine vinegar
so
you would first
I would get them good and crisp first
or boil them and then toss put them in the oven
after you get them crisp with just salt and pepper put them in chimichurri toss them in that cook them again, and then take them out and toss them one more time in chimmy.
I have a question.
It would be fantastic.
How about, I'm not a dipping sauce person. The sauce for the chicken wing. The classic one is the blue cheese.
Because of the Frank's Hot. Yeah. So that milk-based sauce is what helps with the heat.
That's our favorite part.
That's your favorite part, Robin? Yeah. See, I don't use any. That's why Alex was sitting across from me, and he's like, oh, is this your sauce? I'm like, yeah, but you can have it.
Well, let me tell you. I think this can be sort of controversial.
Okay, go ahead.
So I'll tell you something. I do not understand chicken wings with ranch dressing. I don't understand that. But it's very common, and
very
Jim
common.
Will probably tell you that people say, give me some ranch on the
As
side.
As we say in Seinfeld, there's nothing wrong with that.
Exactly. There's nothing wrong with that. However, I really am in it for the blue cheese.
Yep.
And a chunky blue cheese, too. Don't give me some blue cheese that looks like
down.
A vinaigrette. Yeah. No.
See, I don't like any of it. I don't like the ranch. Like my chicken wings with chicken. Let's see if they have a
this
good
falls
sauce
into the category. I don't know if you ever heard the expression, the only people who have good taste are the people who have the same taste that you have. So if you like ranch dressing,
you
got great
are all crazy.
You know, everybody on the show knows where I wag a finger if they start knocking somebody else's thing. You know, I'm like, no. People like what they like.
I don't understand it. I don't understand that preference.
No, I got that. That was very, you know, you were very diplomatic. So Jim Welch, J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut. And he's, I think, one of the kings of wings in our region. So, Jim, in terms of numbers, and the sauce that you dip your already flavored wings into, what is the most popular sauce?
The buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm. So the blue cheese.
Hands down.
You mean the blue cheese?
No, the sauce itself.
Oh, you mean the Frank's Hot Sauce base sauce on top of the already tossed?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, so you doubled. Yeah, now I'm with you. I've already given me the sauce. I would totally dip in the same hot sauce.
We're going to get to wines. If you're going to do wings at home, we're going to tell you about a couple of wines that go with them beautifully. One is a red and one is a Prosecco, okay?
Mm-hmm. So everybody knows they can have beer with their wings, and they do.
Oh, that's
of
good.
Course.
You're going to pair it with wine. Yeah. These are two great options. Yeah.
Mm. Well, let me ask Jim again. What's the drink that people order the most with wings?
Beer.
Beer.
Mm-hmm. Beer, yeah. And that's why we sell so much beer. I mean, we've become a big beer house.
Like an artisanal?
We have 19 different drafts. We're trading them out all the time. We handle all the local breweries. Mm. I mean, beer is just, we have a whole fan club.
So you don't see that people like a particular style of beer with wings?
No, I think it's very personal.
Yeah.
As they sold more wings, they sold more beer. Right?
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
Cool.
Okay, so let's brainstorm right here live on the show. What would you do to make an Italian version of wings?
Balsamic vinegar.
and...
Right, balsamic vinegar, because it's sour and sweet. And then what else would be? Olive oil would be good.
Would it? Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you still would want the butter that goes into most
you
Frank
could do
hot sauce.
Both.
So I want something with a slight tang, the way Frank's hot sauce has a vinegar in it. So I'm going to do balsamic vinegar, a little touch of butter, not too much, and lemon juice.
And flat leaf parsley. Freshen
anybody
it up.
Got an idea?
Well, you could do, couldn't you do butter and olive oil?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I thought.
That's
yeah.
What
I like. Why leave anything out?
I like tomato sauce, lots of garlic and
ooh,
butter.
Tomato yeah. paste.
Oh. Yeah.
Tomato
yeah,
paste because it'll caramelize.
Yeah, and you
yeah.
mix oh. that.
Shaved
yeah.
garlic.
Oh. And then the chili pepper flakes.
Yep.
And
give
I like the parsley
spice.
Too. And if you want a little more acidity, that's where you put your balsamic.
You know, you could do them puttanesca style.
Yeah, that's
with the anchovies melted and the capers and the black
oh, yeah.
olives. Wings
I
are...
think wings need to be once a week. Absolutely.
As a dinner? What night a and, week?
Oh, I don't care.
I'd say start Monday or Tuesday.
I don't care.
But
it
no, I feel like a Thursday or a Friday because it's kind of like
this
happy
be a great,
hour food. It's
this
would
be a great
way
concept for a new restaurant if they didn't already have them. You know?
Yeah, I know, right?
But I do think, Mark, people are afraid to do wings one night a week because they think too much fat.
Nah.
And so I like to provide a way to do the wings that is calorie friendly for people. Mm-hmm. Let's help them out. So it
yeah.
doesn't have to have all that butter in the Frank sauce. Right, Jim?
Yep.
You certainly could do...
skinless.
You
right?
could.
You,
could
you
do
need the
skinless.
Skin. Do you?
I don't think you'd want to do boneless, although you can get them, because I mean, that bone provides a lot of flavor to the meat.
If you're parboiling, like we were talking
yeah,
before, to kind
start.
Of pre-cook them,
that's
that
the way.
Takes a lot of
yeah,
fat away.
There's a point that you can take too much fun out of the party. You know?
Exactly.
I mean, really?
Exactly.
I mean, they have yeah. to taste good.
You got
to
well, have a little bit
but
of that.
You, yeah. you said they're in it for the sauce, too.
Yeah. But so that's where you have to watch
if you've
the calories,
got a health issue, you know, there are people who have diabetic issues and or people who are trying to lose weight, how can everybody be included in the party? And I'm thinking this is the way to go. You boil them in water first. You get the fat out of there. You don't even have to have them skinless. And then you start playing with the sauce.
Yeah.
And what you've got basically is a really flavored meat yep. with beautiful sauce on it. You are good to go.
Yeah. Yeah. And just don't put a lot of fat in the sauce and don't put a lot of sugar in the
right,
sauce.
Yeah.
Right? That's
I wonder if you could do a dry rub on the chicken.
Sure. That's
so
that was
sure.
So
yeah. Just to boost up the
definitely.
Flavor.
Yeah.
The first time I worked in a bar and did chicken wings. We fried those. It was back in the 80s, and we got the Paul Prudhomme Cajun spice.
Mm-hmm.
And after they came out of the fryer, we tossed them in that spice
oh.
and then threw them under the broiler until they got nice and, you know, black and charred. And those were our chicken
okay,
wings.
Okay, I'm just
so
going to say
totally
one thing
that.
To you right now. You've yeah. inspired me. I just want to say one thing.
Mm.
At the end, I don't know what the base is first. Truffle chicken wings
ooh.
With Parmigiano Reggiano, grated
oh,
Parmigiano Reggiano,
evil.
Just like they do with fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Why can't we do the chicken wings that way?
We could.
Somebody, Jim, can you do
I have to laugh because
these?
You had a guest on your show a lot of years ago, and they had this truffle flour that they just brought in.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I ordered it. And I had it at the post office or somewhere, and they came in and said, in the stench. They said,
what are you drinking?
What is this yeah, package? I said, thank God, get this thing out of here. I use the truffle flour. So
yeah,
I'm thinking,
me too. Yeah.
I'm
like
thinking that you could do something with the truffle flour on
yes.
the wings.
Yeah.
And
like dust them.
Yeah.
You could dust them in
yeah.
the truffle flour.
And then what
and
happens
then
at
them.
The end? A little truffle salt at the end.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Ooh.
All right. We've got more stuff coming your way. Wines to go with chicken wings. Or anything else, actually. We love the local. Please support your local food growers and food makers. For on-demand podcast delivery of the Food Schmooze Party, meaning a copy of it ends up in your inbox every week. And to find all of our stuff, go to foodschmooze.org. And don't forget, we are asking you on Facebook to tell us where you get your favorite chicken wings. On Facebook, our address is Faith Middleton. Food Schmooze. See you there.
Flying high. Everybody will be eating all the chickens tonight. Everybody will be eating all the chickens tonight.
This is the Food Schmooze Party, offering the richness of life and coming to you in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including Westchester County, the East End of Long Island, and of course the Hamptons. The senior producer is Robin Doyon Aiken. And to hear the show right here on WNPR, it airs Thursdays at 3 and Saturdays at noon. Podcast, meaning copies of the show, and our curated recommendations are always online at foodschmooze.org. You know what's going on Facebook right now. People are talking about where to get the best wings anywhere in the country if you like, but if certainly in our region, we're very, very interested in where you get your wings because we are wing nuts.
I want to know how many wings people eat on Facebook.
I'm curious, how many wings like a dozen? Sitting?
Yeah, like when you go. So Matt's favorite food group are buffalo wings, and he orders like a full
a
platter
bucket.
Of them. But I'm curious how many. What's a normal serving? I'm curious. What do people
it depends
eat?
If you're on a date or not.
This is where.
Oh, I'll just have
ahead,
one.
Robin, what was it? Just the six?
How many do people eat?
Well,
I don't
that's
remember.
That's an interesting question because we actually had a customer that helped us out with that. A number of years ago, our smallest order, we would serve 12. And then he would come in, and he loved the wings, but he also loved the sandwiches and everything else we served. He'd come in, and he said, Jimmy, he said, I can't come in here and eat 12 wings and also eat a sandwich. He said, you should have a mini order.
Yeah. So six.
So we immediately, overnight, we made a mini order, six wings, so people can come in and get a small order of wings, get their wing fix, and then go ahead and order.
Or they can do what I do.
What a good idea. Listening to your customers.
Start with the honey. Barbecue.
Six.
Then go to the, well, you only do three. Then maybe the teriyaki, but you always finish with the classic buffalo.
Oh.
So you do 3-3-3.
So
a couple
we,
beers.
So you're still missing
I think
three.
You go 6-6-6.
Let me go round.
Oh,
let me go round Robin, as
you
we
definitely
say.
Do.
Yeah.
Robin Doyon Aiken is here and on the show. Alex Provence is here. Jim Welch of J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut. He's one of the wing kings in our region. Chris Prosperi and Mark Raymond. And we are having a wing fandango. And that's why it is time, though, to go to wines that happen to go well with wings that have a lot of flavor in them. But I have to say that these wines are so good, they go with absolutely anything. So let's start with, we've got a red here, and we've got a Prosecco. Alex Provence, this is called, and we've had this on the show before, but a beautiful choice for the wings, La Font, L-A-F-O-N-T, La Font de Notre Dame. And this is a Rasto.
The appellation is Rasto, and the grape is Grenache and a little bit of Mourvèdre. But it's mostly Grenache, and Grenache is very soft tannins and very fruity. So anytime you do spicy foods, you want wine that has low tannins and good fruit, maybe even a little residual sugar in it. Breaks the spice up.
So that low backbone, in other words.
Cabernet has a lot of tannins. Cab doesn't go so well with spicy foods, but something like this would. Do you remember what La Fonte Notre Dame means from the, it's
oh,
the, you remember?
I remember. Is it the Fountain of Youth?
Yeah, something like that. That's they right. used to, they thought back in medieval era that it cured the bubonic plague.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt and I were just there and they had this fountain and people would go and drink this water.
Huh.
I mean, it's not that funny. It's
no,
kind
no.
of sad.
No, I was just... just saying that
I just
the
wouldn't
other
want
day.
To share anyone's cup at the well.
Yeah, you know, I was being asked, you know, and I said, I'm really drinking this because of various diseases that I think my wine is warding off. I mean, it's absolutely one of my go-to excuses.
But so, I understand.
So if you go to our website, foodschmooze.org, we'll tell you, we have a picture of the label, we'll tell you exactly what to say at your wine store, either on the phone to make sure it's on the shelf, or they should have it to you. A good store will have it to you within 24 hours. That's what the producers do. By the way, I wanted to mention to you that soon we will have available for stores our shelf talkers.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It says Food Schmooze recommendation, and then you can see the wines on the show because that thing is hanging right on the shelf, okay? And wine stores can contact our distributors and get those from them.
Neat. So this one, Rasto, is from the Rhone, so it's southern France. So if people like Côte du Rhône or Châteauneuf-du-Pape or Gigondas, this is very similar to all that style of wine. So
okay,
it's
lots
rich,
of body.
Big,
lots of body.
Big,
yeah.
muscular wine.
Wonderful
yeah.
wine. Delicious.
It's funny about this one because there's a fruit that you can taste in it. I could just sit by a fire and sip this.
Yeah. I really could.
You know, I mean, it'd be fabulous with food.
Yeah, it's soft.
But I like that velvety feeling in my mouth, and that's what this red is. Okay, Mark Raymond, you brought in a wonderful Prosecco called Pasqua, P-A-S-Q-U-A. We have this on the site, too. This is extra dry.
Extra dry, which means it does have like a little bit of fruitiness to it. You know, when people think about beer and how crisp and refreshing it is when you're having foods like this, Prosecco works in the exact same way.
Yeah.
It's a dry, crisp, refreshing beverage to have.
And carbonated like beer.
Exactly.
Here's the thing about this Prosecco, though. When I say that it's floral, I don't mean at all that it's sweet. This is, in fact, extra dry. But there's an aroma that comes off wine, even beer, even spirits. There's an aroma that comes off them that influence your taste buds. And this has a kind of, there are flowers somewhere in the aroma of this wine.
Absolutely.
This sparkler.
Absolutely.
So Brescombe Barton is the distributor on this one. Anyway, if you go to foodschmooze.org, you will see pictures of these labels. And the price and what you have to say at your wine store, either on the phone or in person, if it's not on the shelf, because we want to make it easy as possible for you. Okay, now, we got a note from Donna Rivera, who lives in Wallingford, Connecticut, and said that she does her own butternut squash soup, which then led to a chicken vegetable. And then she adds greens and lentils or handmade thin noodles. She chops up chicken parts. She said, I don't want to give away secrets, but in North Haven's dollar store, they have these deli containers that are very cheap. So she buys those, makes giant pots of this soup, and stores them in the freezer and has them all season long. Puts grated Parmesan in the oven on a cookie sheet and makes those cheese crackers that we've all come to love. Thank you, Donna, for that.
Every time we go out to eat, we always savor to-go containers, assuming you're you know, the kind that you can.
Yeah. Sure. I put them through the dishwasher, and if they live through the heat cycle in the dishwasher, you know you're good.
Yeah. You go. If they're warped,
you recycle.
And if they're melted onto the burner?
No. Yeah.
Get a new dishwasher.
I've done that.
So, yes, my burner is looking very... We had to have a stove.
Now it's a smoker.
A stove person come out, as a matter of fact. Any of you into smoked salmon? Does anybody?
Oh, love it.
Jim Walsh. I know, me too. So when I get to the markets, I'm thinking to myself, well, which brand is the real brand? And I start reading ingredients, and I see that some of these smoked salmons, they add all kinds of crazy things to them. Food coloring and weird chemicals. And. So I was cruising through all the publications, going online, and I thought, well, what does everybody think about smoked salmon? Have there been tests? And there were certainly many opinions, but I will say that Cooks Illustrated won me over with their opinion because their favorite was only cured with salt. There were no sweeteners or spices.
Wow, that's
just nicely tender slices in this package.
Nice.
Spence and Company.
Yeah, that's what we get. Yep.
Spence.
This is traditional Scottish style smoked salmon.
It has the tartan on the package.
It's silky and delicate and lush, as they describe it. And that's true. That's what I buy too. I go to a place called Starfish in Guildford.
And they do the wild sockeye salmon, I think.
I think they do.
Which is my favorite.
It's beautiful, beautiful stuff. You know, some people just cannot have smoked salmon that way without a bagel and cream cheese and scallions. Is that you, Jim? You know, I'm someone who will skip the bagel and do it on a whole grain bread, the same whole sandwich with capers, cream cheese, chopped onions, and then I do that whole bagel thing.
On the black bread.
I love it.
Good on date nut bread, too.
Yeah, date nut bread.
Do you do that? Have you ever done it, or are you just thinking
that's good breakfast?
No, I love it.
Oh, a schmear and smoked salmon.
Okay, that's really good.
That is Sunday morning.
That's a Sunday morning.
There was discussion a little while ago about how to get the most out of a chicken when you're roasting it in the oven. Mm-hmm. And in restaurants, as Jim knows, for instance, Four Seasons in New York, when it was really Four Seasons, had the best duck ever in the world. And it was thin mahogany skin. The fat underneath was gone. It had some seasoning in the skin. Anyway, it took 4 days to prepare.
That sounds about right.
The air drying of the chicken was the secret. Yeah. And so here is a tip. A hair dryer. No kidding.
I did not think you were going to say that.
A handheld hair dryer on a chicken breast with skin on it, just putting the heat on it to dry the skin on that breast. Because even if you pat it dry, the liquid's really not out of there.
No, it's
but
just out of the top.
If you dry it with a hair dryer and then roast, exactly.
I feel like any guy needs to ask his wife first for permission.
Yeah, don't just go grab the hair dryer out of the
Make sure it's really clean.
As if the guys don't
use
the
hair dryer. You've got to buy a separate item.
Oh, that is.
Really?
Come on.
Faith, really?
You're trying to escape the metrosexual, but that's just not going to happen. Anyway, it's a fantastic idea, I think. And it's only about 2 minutes per piece, whether it's the thighs and the legs or
the hot air or cold
dryer.
Air?
No. So you
I'm
pat.
Give that a try.
First, you pat it dry with paper towels, and then high heat. Back and forth for a couple minutes, and the skin will really look dry, and then it roasts very beautifully. Yeah. But the point is, it gets really super crispy, which is what we're trying to do in a skillet. But here in the oven, you can do this.
I'm going to try. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about broiling, and I've been using my broiler as often as I can now. I did Brussels sprouts the other night in it. I did a chicken the other day in it. Again, hearing
leave
things,
the door open.
Leave the door open, but it's the same idea. So that was a good idea. The broiler is now my best friend in the kitchen.
Yeah, just take the batteries out of the smoke detectors, right?
It, always.
Or put the fan
on
high.
Listen, I've got the stick next to it, so I can just tap the button. So I'm good there. No, but I really like using it. And this is like that. I think this will make a better chicken breast.
Or whole chicken.
The hair dryer. Yeah, just because to get a good sear on the outside, it has to be dry. Otherwise, you're trying to sear water.
So I think we need to make a hair dryer just for the kitchen.
Well, and
I think you can get it.
William Sonoma.
People would probably buy that as a special chicken dryer.
Listen, there is nothing in the hair dryer that you can't take it from the bathroom break to. There's nothing going to happen. There's no.
Listen, if you can use a cheese slicer, you know the kind where you just peel off on the cheese? You know that
like
cheese
the
slicer?
Box grater?
No, the slicer
with
that's a little slit
looks
in
like
it.
A little shaver.
You can use that to shave vegetables. You don't have to have a special shaver. Yeah. People just make
I
up things.
I grate cheese with a rasp, which I got at Home Depot, which is really to shave off the edges of tables so they're not sharp edges. That's the same device.
I'm telling you, people would buy the special chicken dryer.
I think we should market.
Oh, yeah.
But honey, why do you always smell like chicken?
I have such volume.
Oh, maybe it'll make
it's
the
salmonella.
Better.
Don't worry about it.
The Conair chicken dryer. I can see it now.
Oh, there it is.
Okay, how about what's for dinner tonight? Alex, do you have something?
Yeah, remember Matt got back from India, so we've been on this Indian kick. So we have like three different Indian foods all sitting, and the rice is all ready to go.
I just bought some of those packaged Indian things.
Those are good, too.
I'm going to try it. I haven't tried it before. Lentils and rice
and
in
healthy.
A package.
And
you put it in the microwave.
You can get the naan and freeze it. So it's a great,
good.
If you're not watching your weight.
Okay, Jim Welch of J. Timothy's
well,
in Plainville.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to eat tonight because I'm on that diet. But, but favorite,
no,
food,
for you.
Favorite food in the world? Buttered egg noodles.
Ooh. Are you doing that?
Most people eat popcorn when they watch a movie. Yeah. I get a bowl of buttered egg noodles.
With Parmesan cheese?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes. Butter, Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
Robin, you have children.
I do.
Do you have any plan?
I'm having leftover chicken wings.
There you go.
No dummy.
There's crisp raspberry at the restaurant you're eating.
Today is Backstage Bistro in Torrington, and they have a hamburger with a fried egg on top.
Nice.
Is
and
it
some
good?
Cheese
and
bacon.
when the yolk drips out on
heaven.
It. Oh, I'm gonna. I've never tried that.
It's a runny egg.
It's
J. Timothy's actually has.
Okay, Mark Raymond. What do you
have? Robin took it. I was gonna go over to J. Timothy's and just get a bucket of wings and take them home. Two buckets, actually.
Two buckets.
Two different flavors.
You eat it by the pound.
Come on, with Daniel and Mary. Oh, we'll kill that. Easy.
Those buckets are
fine. Don't blame it on Mary.
I'm going to get a little cup of that blue cheese, and that's what I'm going to use for the celery. It's going to be my salad. Yeah.
So what did your son Daniel, say when he heard himself being celebrated for his Klondike Sundance?
Oh, my God. He laughed so hard. He thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And he's like, Dad, I got so much more than that.
He has,
I said, well, you better start writing them down.
He has more ideas?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would he share them with us? I'd really like him to.
Absolutely.
Okay, I like that.
He can be our kid chef on the show.
Yeah, we can have a section on the website to
dedicated
to his food.
Daniel recommends.
Yeah. Okay. Jim Welsh of J. Timothy's in Plainville, Connecticut. Thank you so much for being our special guest.
Thank you.
And for bringing those wings. Really
they
great,
were unbelievable.
Great job.
Best I've ever had.
Really fabulous.
Best.
Go get those wings.
We are on WNPR. Thursdays at 3, Saturdays at noon. Let us know where your best wings are on Facebook, Faith Middleton Food Schmooze. Weekdays, listen for my 60-second food schmoozes. And you know our slogan, never eat more than you can lift. Except when it's wings. In New Haven, I'm Faith Middleton.
Everybody eats when they come to my.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast on your schedule. And when you need a little more party in your life, we're here online at foodschmooze.org. And we hope you'll talk with us on Facebook. We're at Faith Middleton Food Schmooze.